An early surge for Obama in electoral votes, including a win in the coveted state of Pennsylvania, put the crowd into an expectant but reserved mood. Then Ohio went blue, and most of the crowd seemed convinced he had won.
Well, I read and heard that they said that if he wins Ohio, he's got it.
I mean, essentially we're waiting to find out whether or not he swung Florida at this point. The majority of the remaining western states, we have a pretty good idea, are going to go Obama. So I'm excited. I feel like we're living in history right now, and I'm wonderfully proud of the people that I've canvassed with over the last few weeks and the country as a whole. I think it's a great time to be alive.
I knew he would get the support, but I never thought he would get the support the way that he did. I didn't see that coming.
That was Fran McCarthy, Jason DeVries, and Loretta Mitchell. Alice Montalvo was overjoyed to hear that Hillsborough, where she'd been volunteering, went to Obama.
We worked so hard from New York. We came out here for 3 months in August, working this campaign and working every day, day by day. They just rain, shine. There was nothing that we wouldn't have done to bring him home. And we did it.
The crowd counted down to the closing of the polls on the West Coast and cheered the immediate announcement that Obama was projected to be the next president of the United States. Many of those in the crowd talked about what this meant for themselves and their children.
For our family, we've always thought about what it would be like for either of us or for our children to be able to go on and aspire to political office without being encumbered by ethnicity or, you know, the religious barriers that are present today for candidates. You know, you kind of had to fit a mold in order to succeed politically. And this is throwing open those floodgates. This is breaking that ceiling and making it so that that's a possibility for anyone in this country who really wants to go on and do something great.
This is something that I've dreamed of. I haven't ever thought about because I didn't think it was a reality. But just to now see it and to have it so close, it means a whole lot to me. I have kids, and to have them live in a country where we can actually have overcome things that were just happening 40, 50 years ago. The racial tension that we had, that we continue to have today, I think that this will be transformative for our nation.
It's hard to put into words what it really means to have an African-American who potentially is going to be the president of the free world. I mean, for my 10-year-old son, this gives him hope and belief that He can believe in America. If he works hard, he goes to school, he could be anything he wants, only in America.
That was Afira DeVries, Julie Williamson, and Curtis Stokes, president of the Hillsborough County NAACP, and a Republican who voted for Obama. Frank Peterman Jr., former state legislator and current head of the Department of Juvenile Justice, thought Obama would win, but not by such a wide margin. Peterman thinks that Obama will especially be a good example for young people in the United States.
Yeah, definitely from our perspective in terms of what they see and what they believe and what they think they can aspire to, the youth in our system here in the state of Florida, this is huge. It's absolutely huge. I think that it's going to give them hope and give them a sense of destiny going forward.
Florida's chief financial officer, Alex Sink, said it was important Obama win big so that there was no question of who the next president is. And what does she think about his win in Florida?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge that our state that's been electing Republicans for so many years now has kind of we've awakened the sleeping giant. So it's very exciting to me.
As excited as they were, the crowd recognized that there is still work to be done.
We all have to continue to work just like we did to get him in there, to keep things going, you know, to make the changes that we need here in this society. You know, we have economic problems, we have unity problems, you know, we have foreign policy issues. It's a lot of work that needs to be done, and just like we came together with all of these diverse backgrounds for this one candidate to become our president, we have to continue on that mission.
I am elated. I'm looking forward to more work. I'm looking forward to a change, like I said before. But we're dealing with a wise man that will make wise decisions, and he has wise counsel. That's an excellent combination. Excellent combination.
That was Lydia Hudson and Madeline DeBose. U.S. Congresswoman Kathy Castor looked toward the future as well.
I think it will be very important moving forward that everyone stays energized, because we're all in this together, and to solve our most difficult problems, we've all got to pitch in. So I'm hopeful, but I'm a realist too, and while everyone has every right to have high expectations, we're in a very difficult time, and the state of Florida and the Tampa Bay area especially suffering from job losses. So we've got to focus on jobs, and healthcare and new energy solutions, and it will take time, but America's a wonderful place.
For WMNF, I'm Emily Reddy.